What is this world coming to?
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Thursday, February 9th, 2012. Time for your Gitmo Nation Media Assassination, Episode 381.
This is No Agenda.
Spending my days with Leviathan here at Camp Mofo in the capital of the Drone Star State. In the morning, everybody, from Austin, Texas, I'm Adam Curry.
And plain and simple, from northern Silicon Valley, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill.
In the morning.
Hey, Stinger.
We're going to go right into your thing?
Yeah, it's going to take a while, but... Well,
how long is it going to take?
I don't know, it depends. You might immediately go,
and I might.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, start.
That would be really unfortunate.
I'll start asking questions.
Okay. Well, what is one of the premises that we... And we actually talked about this on 200.5. One of the premises of our view of the world... Yeah, there you go.
What?
Well, what do you mean?
You're asking me a question right off the bat? I thought you were going to start into a diatribe.
No, it's a question. I need to ease you into it.
I don't know. I'm not going
to
answer this question.
It's all about oil. Isn't that what we've always said?
Oh, yeah. It's always about oil. Yeah, that's one of our many, many models.
Well, this is...
And to take it to a further extreme, it's about everybody else's oil. We just want to keep ours and then break the world, and then we have all this oil, and we can be the number one dog on the block.
Right. So...
Which is fine with me.
Yeah. I think we were a little bit distracted by the oil per se. Because what I... And it really took me... And again, I've been working at this 18 hours a day for 3 days straight. And what I realized is it's no longer just about oil. Oil, of course, yeah, important. But what's going on... And I'll just give you a little taste. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't heard it... This is the only thing dominating the news in America today.
The shattering explosions come every few minutes in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. Residents say government troops are using rockets and heavy artillery in a bombardment that has gone on for days. As the shells fall, the slaughter mounts. Another 60 men and women and children were reported killed today, but residents say they cannot even count the dead anymore.
We can't even count the dead anymore! Now we talked on the last show, John. We talked about, you know, why is this being hyped up about Syria? What is going on? There is so much incredible hype that there must be something happening. Did you pick up on anything? I mean, we've been waiting for this in the New York Times. Has anything happened with Syria?
Anything new?
Well, no. I mean, all of a sudden, it seems like someone turned the on switch and pushed it towards 11 and said... We got it. Syria. It's all about Syria. Syria.
Well, I have a bunch of thoughts on this too, with a bunch of clips. Yeah, but I'm more now interested in what you think you've dug up.
Okay,
I prefaced it with the word unnecessary.
So I'm going to tell you that this is not about oil. This is about gas, and. It only really struck me when I started to gather a couple of maps. Now, John, get your browser ready because I'm going to give you a URL.
Okay, browser ready, boss.
Is your browser ready?
Browser's ready. It's up and ready. Should I be in the Google box or should I be in the URL box?
URL box. put your cursor in the URL box.
All right, I'm ready.
Because once you load this, you only have like 20 seconds and the rest of the listeners are going to go get it. It's going to crash the server. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Pipelines.curry.com. You got it? Pipelines.curry.com. Tell me when you have the page loaded.
Page is up.
All right. So I have
a picture of you when you're 10.
Now scroll down a little. Yes, that's it. It's his fault. Okay, first, and people at home can play along with this. So I want to show you, these are not maps I created. These are ones I got from presentations. Don't scroll to the bottom. Just stay where you are. Okay. You with me? All right.
Yeah.
So the first picture here shows the state of the gas. It says oil and gas, but it'll be about gas, and you'll find out why. So on the right here, you see all this Russian region. You see bits of Iraq and Iran, and you see that's the largest oil and gas sources of the world. And the market, the largest market, is Europe, right? That's the second largest market. Of course, we have other big markets, but... That is a huge oil market, right? Gas market. And, of course, the natural route of transit is through Turkey. going from, and a lot of this, if you go to the second one, you see these are all the pipelines. So we have the pipelines, we have the South Stream, the Blue Stream, and you'll see that a lot of this goes through the Ukraine, through Slovakia. They built the South Stream, which, and we'll, this is interesting, which goes through Greece, and then from Greece it goes to Italy. And of course, Europe is highly dependent upon gas for a number of reasons. And gas became very important in this past year. The reason
gas has become also, we have to note, there's a, to back your thesis up here, the recent memes about the cold, cold, cold weather in Europe and people dropping dead is one of these things that, that makes people start to think about this.
Well, there's one other reason, which I didn't actually realize, but Japan is in huge, it has a huge demand now for natural gas. Why? Because they no longer have their nuclear facility. And the next option next to nuclear when it comes to what is the cleanest, what is the cheapest, and what is the easiest to deal with is natural gas.